Zoom. What's going on, boys and girls? It's Ricker, it's Bon, it's your favorite pod coming through your favorite ears. It's everybody's favorite episode. It's this one. What's going on?
Does anyone need anything from AutoZone? I'm making a trip.
I don't need anything from AutoZone, but I do need this pod. Sweet, sweet pod. Thanks for listening. Enjoy.
Not a sponsor.
You know that new sound that you're looking for? If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. What's up?
Hello, what's all this thing?
Can't beat the fucking Clippers. Y'all make me sick of this shit.
Well, listen to this.
Politicians are a lot like that. They should be changed frequently for the same reason.
Yo, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to listen to Ricker and Bond.
Dude, we bought it now.
San Francisco, another scrumptious episode.
Instagram filter on a double Instagram live thing. What's going on? It's Ricker, it's Bon, your favorite pal is doing your favorite pod. What's going over to everybody on Instagram? James Garvels, Alt Homash, Want to Travel Dude, Trizzy, Renee, Rely 88, and hello to nobody on YouTube and Twitch because Streamlabs has screwed my butthole royally.
I am very nauseous.
Oh, yeah?
I might run to the toilet mid-pod, but let's see if we can get through it.
Ricker and Bon, in that free-flowing conversation about whatever's appropriate at the time. I'm Ricker, that's Bon.
That is me.
And this is me. The pod.
This is the one. You fucking made it to the last episode ever of Ricker and Bon.
Congratulations.
Until the next
you've
one.
You've won $10,000 if you just email us at rickerandbon.com.
I'll just shoot over my wallet address, and you can just shoot me over that ETH.
Oh, with just that get a pen ready. Fee. It's X, Y, 4, capital F, exclamation point, Y, W, A, D, Q, capital Q.
Did you get all that, guys? You might want to say it again.
A, B, Q, capital Q.
You might want to tell them your private key, too, so they can, like, log in and check that the money got there.
A-W-P-Q, capital Q.
Sup, y'all?
What's going on, man? How you doing? How you feeling? Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Happy 1 week after.
Wait, it's a Monday episode. Yeah. We recorded the day before.
Yeah, you think we have time
Hollywood
to record on
magic.
Mondays? I'm busy filming my live show way too late with Bon Jin, and I have no time to film podcasts on Mondays. And then after that, I head straight on over to NBC Studios to produce my other show that's live action. And then I head on over to the fucking Nickelodeon Studios, where I got two goddamn animations in the works. Probably both going to be canceled before they see the light of day, but you know, it keeps me young. And then I get on my knees and I pray. And I don't know. What's up, everybody?
Instagram has a flaw.
It has many flaws.
I know.
Instagram itself is a flaw of human creation.
Instagram, when you're in a multiple person, you started rubbing your face and I thought it was Vin Diesel. I was like, well, he updated it. That's a good one.
Oh, God. No, Vince, no.
You can't do a flipped filter on your space. What do they even call it? Not face featuring. It's facing, I don't know, the world. World facing. And I can't do a world facing filter if I'm on a little old Instagram call with Ricker and Bond, dude.
Last night, that sucks.
Yeah.
Last night on SNL, they had like a Barack Obama Bruce Springsteen sketch where they were like talking about how they have a podcast together. And I was like, oh, they look like us. And I tried to like post it on the gram, but like it didn't work.
It was funny. It did upload now. I saw it.
Oh, it went through. Nice.
Yeah. There was I think a TikTok of a military dude, a black military dude and a white military dude. And one of the dudes was like, they like hadn't seen each other for 2 years and they like screamed and like homie jumped in his arms. And I was about to post it, but.
Whoa. Well, we don't do that here, even though I have a big, muscular, jump, sweaty Vin Diesel on my back in the Instagram filter. We are a straights only podcast.
Oh, man.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Straits. We don't give a fuck.
That'd be a cool, like, either two gay people or, like, two super straight, super straight people talking about sexuality, and they call it Dire Straits. Because they're two straights, or they're two gays. Or it's a gay and un straight. Or maybe one's bi, and the other one's dead.
Or maybe they're just both just not attracted to anyone. They're both asexual.
Yeah.
So they just both just go to their jobs.
And come it's a home. Weird podcast.
Damn, I know. I wonder what it's like being like 55 with a roommate.
I was thinking of like, if there is like being married and older, if it's just like, and then like having kids, if it's really just like having roommates and it's just like annoying, dude, it's like, you don't do your dishes, dude. But then you like hop in bed with them and you've only known them for like 9 years. That's barely any time.
Who, your wife?
Sure. Or the kid.
Oh, the kid.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, I wonder how unfortunate it must be to hate your children.
It's probably a bummer. Do you still love them though, or you really hate them?
I don't know. Do you think? I feel like there's people that like actually like despise their children. Like, what the fuck? Like, why did I do this? Like, this was a mistake. I had so much potential. I was literally number one at Juilliard. I was gonna be the number one dancer in the world, and then I had twins and gained 60
like
pounds.
Like nothing about them. You don't even have that soft, warm, mushy, loving feeling.
And like, nah.
Damn.
I feel like that's a thing with, I feel like I've heard that before. Like, it's a thing in, like, mothers, like, for some reason, like, they just hate one of their kids. But, like, they don't know why. Like, they love their firstborn, but their secondborn, they're just like, I don't know why I don't love my child. Like,
damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. I don't know. My mother loves both children equally.
Are you sure about that? Did you ask her? She posts a lot of pictures of your sister, not a lot of you.
I don't know, man. Dude, this Ether Bitcoin non-correlation is interesting.
Dog, I was going to say, I feel like it's correlated because the other day they both like were going crazy at the
they
same
did,
time.
They did, but like it's maybe just Ether has like a new base level and that will be the correlation. But like, yeah, I don't know. So probably everything correlated to Bitcoin, but it's just interesting seeing Ether. I guess Bitcoin's kind of in the last. I don't know. I'm just looking at the market. It's mean.
Coinbase IPO this week. You in?
Oh, yeah. I don't hop into IPOs off top.
I think this one is going to go up and not come down. Because they're like already profitable. It's like nuts.
Whole lot of monies.
Yeah, and it's like their expenses are really pretty kind of low.
Yeah, what do we got?
I don't have their fucking budgets, but I was watching a couple of YouTube videos on it, and this guy was like, yeah, dude, they're already like 22% profitable before they're IPOing, so they really don't even need to go public. But they said that they expect to grow, so they're gonna use like extra money to like fucking just go hard on marketing and shit. So you're gonna
Coinbase
be seeing a lot of Coinbase ads
with margin fees and Coinbase fees.
Those fucking options looking juicy.
Coinbase Commerce, Coinbase Card, and USD Coin. Give me some expenses there, Forbes advisor. No expenses. A little rude. A little rude not giving me the whole picture. I can't go to freaking FinViz, can I? Because they're not public. Coin.
I think they're What's it called? S9? I think that might be available.
Forbes, it's S1 registration.
Oh, S1.
Let's look up some things, dude.
Coinbase, they don't have a headquarters. They are extremely remote.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So they don't have to pay money for rent.
That's good for them.
Except for, like, maybe server space, server farms.
Okay, I'm deep into SEC.gov. Coinbase Global Incorporated. We got Brian Armstrong, CEO.
Brian. Bri. The next Wells Fargo.
The Corporation Trust Company.
This is
maybe
nuts.
On Orange Street in Delaware. Let's see how this works, bro. S1. We got big letters saying 456 billion lifetime trading volume, 90 billion assets on platform.
90 billion, huh?
On platform, that's it. You know, under management is probably more. A letter from our co-founder and CEO, from Brian Armstrong. Here he is, dude. Good old Bri. Just sitting in the matrix.
How is he, an old looking dude?
Give him a 40.
40? Not
give
bad.
Him a 40 probably. Well, let's look him up. Let's see. This is not.
He's probably
a PDF.
Nuts. He's probably loaded as fuck.
Brian Armstrong. Can I get a height check? 38. You know, pre-day young, dude.
I can just imagine discovering Bitcoin back in the day and just being like, yo, this is kind of hard to get. Let's build something to make it easy. You know?
Also, Brian Armstrong is the name of WWE professional wrestler, formerly Road Dogg. Road Dogg is 6'1". I'm not sure about the CEO of Coinbase, Brian Armstrong. Damn. But Brian Armstrong's from San Jose. He went to Rice. He has a couple books. Breaking Free, How to Work at Home with the Perfect Small Business Opportunity.
He's running Coinbase and he's time to write books. Jesus, I gotta get my hands on those.
Founded Coinbase. Coinbase is a company. I don't really care about what you have to say, Brian. I just want to know your numbers. Risk factors. They said if anybody knows you, Satoshi, it's all going downhill, whatever, Brian.
Actually?
They did list that as a risk factor, yeah. Huh. They're like,
I wonder what would happen if that like came out.
I get it. Because it's like, one, it kind of just beneficial being like secretive and like, what's the other word? The other word for secretive that I can't remember because I'm thinking of it and my brain won't allow me to.
Confidential.
But if you like, if that's known, it's kind of just like, oh, that's,
you know, that one person has 1 million out of the 21 million bitcoins available. What is that? Like a little less than 5%.
I don't know.
That's a lot of fucking power.
Our total revenue is substantially dependent on the prices of crypto assets and volume of transactions conducted on our platform. If such price or volume declines, our business operating results and financial condition would be adversely affected.
Thanks
that's
for
a,
being
that's bold
direct.
And in italics. Fluctuate to the highly volatile nature of crypto.
If Bitcoin go bye-bye, we go bye-bye.
Yeah.
Fair. You are Coinbase.
There's some risk. Oh, some numbers. Here we go, dude. Consolidated. This is year end 2020, 2019. So I think this is 2019. Revenue. Net revenue, this is, I'm assuming, no, not billion. 100 million total revenue? I don't think so. Then you have 100 billion? What's going on here? Operations data, oh, it might be different. This is fun, dude. Never seen an S1 form before.
Thank you all for listening at home and patience while we do this on live research.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Ethereum. Let's transition. Let's segue a little bit into some nifties.
Nifty Gateway.
Our good friend Abel? Miles' dad super into it. I wasn't talking to him directly, but you know.
I want to talk to that man directly.
I'll shoot you his number. I'm just kidding. I don't have it. I don't have it.
What was he saying about good old NFTs and Ethereum?
He was like, yo, this Decentraland shit could be something. These parcels better scoop some.
The parcels, all their land is owned right now.
All of it's gone?
I think they're making... Huh?
Did you say all the land is gone?
Not gone, but it's all owned, I believe.
Owned?
Yeah.
By other people?
Yeah.
Already? Damn.
It's for a minute. It's like most popular site. I think they're making another block. It's funny because it is kind of made up into like blocks. It's a blockchain type thing. Hello. I think it's all owned by people, though, with the one block that they have for sale right now. I think they're making other ones. I still never been inside of Decentraland yet. I've only been into crypto boxes. But the Decentraland on like OpenSea, the cheapest you got is like an Ether 2, I think.
Jeebus.
Yeah, let's see. But yeah, it's like, I mean, you're basically buying, it could be analogous to just .com domains, but not really. It's a little different, but somewhere in the same realm. It's kind of like you're kind of just buying digital real estate.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's basically what it is.
The crypto's doing phenomenal right now.
It's having a good little intraday.
It's like, yeah, and it'll only get better as NFTs become more mainstream.
WWE got some NFTs.
Jesus, bro. Anymore. The Simpsons, Family Guy, you're next.
I don't really think that, like, because a lot of people say, like, I don't know, just kind of meme-y, saying, like, NFTs are done because you got big companies doing it. But I don't think it's really, like an asset as is, like, an Ether. It's kind of just a platform of selling stuff. And that doesn't really die. It will be innovated, though. Someone's thinking about it how everybody's thinking about it in a certain way right now. That's because it's the majority of it has been thought about like that. But someone's going to use it differently. And you got your smart contracts and all that. But
yeah.
But someone's going to come in and be like, oh, okay, I see what you did there.
Oh, this is what we're going to do now.
So on OpenSea, price low to high with 96,000 results. We got parcel -68141 selling for 5,000 mana, I believe. I think that's mana. Yeah, it is. And that's $5,000. I think that's your lowest price on Decentraland parcels.
Jesus Christ. I got to get my fucking ETH up. My ETH bread up. Maybe I should just go hard on that and mana. This
crypto
year.
Crypto voxels.
It's going to be the year of ETH, boys and girls.
Crypto voxels is far less, but is also not as the like premier site for little Ether things.
Does crypto voxels have currency?
It does not. And the lowest for them right now on the OpenSea, which is a little different because they also sell them on their site first. Like the guy who made it sells it. B. Nolan, dude. Shout out B. Nolan. He got some for like $2,000. I think some of the new ones they make are less than that. But Decentraland, we're going pretty high. Let me hop in real quick, dude. I've never been in. Get started, eh? Let's get started.
Let's get started on Decentraland.
MetaMask. Nice, they use MetaMask.
Full disclosure, I own 548,000 mana. Nice. No, I don't. That would be crazy, right? I could have, like in October.
$5,000.
I think I put in $12. Maybe in early December. I didn't know what it was. I was like, oh, that's a cool name and it's cheap. Let me do it. I got like 100 and then it went down and I immediately sold it. So I was like, fuck.
Paper hands, little bitch. Paper hands. You hold for 10 years no matter what, dude.
I didn't know what it was, but now I know what it is, so I have like a little bit.
signing into Decentraland via MetaMask. And I would like to sign in, please. Oh, all right. Okay. Decentraland. Hey. Making an avatar in Decentraland.
We'll be right back after this break.
Are we taking a break?
New Rickard and Bond.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Ricker and Bon.
I'm Ricker, that's Bon.
That's me.
This is the second trimester of your favorite podcast with your favorite pals, Ricker and Bon, talking about whatever's appropriate at the time, dude.
That's right, Joshua Kinston 6, that's what this is.
Thanks for hopping in on Instagram, Ricker and Bon. Thanks for not hopping in on YouTube or Twitch, because I've been thwarted by Streamlabs once again. And come on over to Decentraland.
Come on over to Decentraland. It's getting hot. It's getting heavy.
Late to the game.
We're fucking selling real estate like it's nobody's business. Nice one, G. Oh my God. I might need to like stand up. I need stand to up, stretch.
Fucking, stand up. Pull up that arm you used to put a microphone in front of your mouth, sure, SM7B. I am gonna play with Decentraland a little bit live on a podcast. Welcome to Genesis Plaza, Dieter Drip.
Tell us what you see.
FE36, the plaza's at the heart of Genesis City, but still community based, you know? So we hop in. Can I get a microphone in this? Can I live pod, you know?
Yo, what up, bitches? I'm live in Decentraland. Can you, like, attack people in Decentraland, or is it?
And this is the Tomb Chaser.
Imagine that in VR.
Created by Unknown. Jump in.
Just on a treadmill?
Sure, dude. Let's jump in. Oh. Jumping into Tomb Raider.
I'm so sore, dude. Jesus.
This is
Christ,
Decentraland dude. Live on Ricker and Bond.
Deadless wreck you.
So I am inside, dude. My avatar is being loaded with a bunch of images and 3D models, and I've got to make a wallet. I think they use MetaMask or something else. I think it was purple. MetaMask, you can put that on a Google Chrome extension. I think it's only Google Chrome extension. Don't know about that Safari. Don't know if that's going to work. We're about 78% seen loaded. All the land on Decentraland is owned already.
Just uploading your consciousness to the decentralized web.
Speaking of, dude, that Neuralink news.
Shit's scary, but it's exciting.
It is.
About, like, you know, like paralysis and shit. It can wirelessly charge, flush against the skull.
Biometrics, dude.
What time.
What's going on with this, dude?
And then you get just served fresh advertisements from Facebook straight to your brain.
See that, you know.
What if they make, like, a law against that? That would be great.
I could see that happening.
Against brain tracking?
I mean, then your privacy joins, dude. Then I might not be on the side of Facebook knowing everything. You know?
Are you on the side of Facebook knowing everything now?
No, yeah, dude. It's just, like, where you live, what do you do online. It's a little separated.
Yeah, but not like what kind of porn you watch.
I mean, no,
how
yeah,
often
I definitely
you stroke,
that helps
what you
me
think about.
That helps me sell things.
That's probably the most targeted an ad could get.
How am I going to know that you want to buy a leather mask if I don't know what you watch on Pornhub? Like, that's just needed Facebook information.
Do you want to target people thinking about turtles on Sundays?
For real, bro. Like, it's just a little much in my brain right now. So this is the map of Decentraland. These are all parcels that are owned by people, I believe. Can I zoom out here to Decentraland or what? I don't really know.
Just buy it all up, dude. Be like fucking...
Be no one of Crypto Voxel.
Yeah, dude. I'm filming birds right now. Did I tell you about how my cat watches bird videos when I'm gone? And they have like a bunch of fucking views, like millions. So I'm just like, yo, I'm going to do that. So I took a camera from my job and it's just like filming birds eating bird seed right now with a microphone in 4K. And it's going to be doing that for the rest of the day. I'm trying to get like 8-9 hours out of it.
You have a camera. Your phone camera or just a camera camera?
A camera. I'll show you. I'll walk on over.
Yeah, dude. The, oh, you can't hear me, but the nature YouTube videos on YouTube are quite a thing. It does require a whole lot of memory and like video, but it is indeed something. Bonjen took his headphones off, but I was saying the nature videos on YouTube are something that I was exploring as well.
Yeah,
it's kind of a pain in the ass to upload and like do a whole bunch batched at the same time. But I was playing with like meditation and like sleep music, like plane taking off and stuff.
For Fiverr or just
no, just to upload on YouTube.
I see.
Grab someone else's YouTube video, get some video up there. The annoying thing is just the upload time.
Yeah, but you also have like baseline internet.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, fuck, I'm so scared if I move to a new place, my internet's not going to be as good. It's really going to affect my workflow.
Can't you get some Google Wi-Fi?
Yeah, but that's more like distributing Wi-Fi across a large space. It doesn't really help with speed.
Does it make it faster, bro?
It makes it stronger.
Does that make it faster, bro?
Nah. It could make it faster. It makes it less congested.
Yeah.
But like, your upload speed's probably going to be about the same. Yeah, this fucking video is going to take about 256 gigabytes of space. And I'm going to chop it up too. So it's like only, the birds are only there probably like 5% of the time. And my cat keeps kind of fucking it up. By looking at the window and fucking like scaring him.
So the first time I found out about like Decentraland and ETH-based games, I rolled up into ETH gaming Reddit, which I don't think this is the Reddit that I was previously on. ETH gamers maybe. But I was watching someone's YouTube video, and they were talking about the land distribution of Decentraland. I'm trying to, I don't know, I guess I'm trying to go back to the Reddit and find it, which isn't a thing, but it's interesting. P-shirts all owned.
Wow, we're pretty early, huh?
I mean, yes and no. From a perspective of someone that knows like about blockchain somewhat, not really.
We're late early adopters.
Yeah, probably. Like, if I go into Decentraland's Discord, they probably got 1,000 or something.
8,000 Twitter followers, that's fucking nothing.
On Decentraland?
Yeah. Or Instagram what? Follow. Didn't, isn't that what you said? Or no, you were talking about Rainbow.
I'm talking about Rainbow. Decentraland has 31,000 members on Discord. 4,000 online right now. And the Discord thing always is like kind of weird because like you get in and it's just people like playing the game. It's like, come on. No one cares.
No one cares about the game. Get that stake, that real estate and call it a day, bro.
I've been meaning to stake Cardano for a minute and I have not done so yet.
Cardano.
Dive into that. Discord, I hopped into the thing. Where's my Discord? Where's my Discord? Dude, I was in this crypto punk Discord as well. I'm leaving that, dude. They're too much for me. $9 million for an NFT. Like, oh, we're early adapters. Like, oh, we started everything. Sick, bro. I don't care. Y'all like kind of weird.
What if Club Penguin's like currency? Oh, so you could trade it for real money.
Coins, bro.
And it was like decentralized.
Those coins, bro.
Ooh, fuck.
Here, let me type it in.
I'd be like, Mom, give me some money to fucking buy some coinage, dude. I was a rich penguin back in the day. I was killing it on Card Surfer.
Yeah, Card Surfer went crazy.
That was my fucking, I felt like I pretended like I worked in the mines and I was just building up my wealth, trying to feed my pets. Yeah, girl, I work in the mines.
Before I continue the whole thing, I've said it before, but like putting decentralized in front of anything right now just makes it like, oh, it's a cool little thing. And like, really? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. About centralized land.
Decentralized Club Penguin on Google search does not really show up, dude. So
Club Penguin was such like a great idea.
Club Penguin NFT.
I wish it had like not been sold to Disney. Maybe it might still be
around. Yeah, they really screwed us with that exit, man.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know how they were doing financially at the time.
Yeah, I mean, you had a lot of servers. You had a lot of servers.
A lot of servers, a lot of artists, a lot of engineers to pay. They were in Canada. I don't know how taxes are up there.
I wonder if there's a quick little like blog about them, dude. Rise and fall of Club Penguin. Has to be something.
They were making like games and shit at one point for like DS and shit.
Hmm.
That was probably because of Disney.
IMDb. Not a lot. Club Penguin's very niche, though, when you think about it, dude. It's very 25-year-old nostalgia.
Club Penguin taught me how to use the internet.
Low-key, it was very nice. I mean, dude, yeah, that might have been the first thing. I did Habbo. Dude, Habbo could be a crazy decentralized kind of thing as well.
I did not Habbo fuck with Habbo. I did not fuck with RuneScape.
I did RuneScape as well.
There's another RuneScape one too. Was middle school, lame, I think. It was like there's one where you had to like buy something in real life to like play. You had to buy like a toy. My sisters played
Tamagotchi?
It.
Tamagotchi.
Nah, I think it was like a pet thing. You had to buy like a plush like dog or some shit, and then you got like a character.
That's pretty cool. That's what people are doing kind of with NFTs. Like you buy an NFT and you get a physical. I think it's called a digital twin. I'm not sure. You get a physical thing with it. You get a shoe. You get an NFT plus a shoe.
Cute. I can't wear an NFT though.
That's why you get the physical thing. Physical thing.
They give you one shoe and one NFT.
That'd be funny if like Supreme did that or something.
If you want the other shoe, you have to send us back the NFT. Dude.
That'd be something.
Holy shit! That's like
you resell it. The NFT bag so we can resell it for more, but then you kind of just have like an odd amount of shoes to give out. I don't know. I
saw a tweet. It said something like, I'm gonna make an NFT and then I'm going to I gotta read it because I don't want to fuck it up. Once
yeah, I made an Instagram post and I was kind of making fun of people who made an NFT but like haven't sold a piece of art before and like thinking it'll sell because it's just an NFT. Thought that was kind of interesting because the whole thing was kind of like what I said before, is like decentralized in front of anything sounds cool and like NFT sounds cool. Like at the end of the day, it's kind of just an extension of marketing into the digital universe. And so like if you still haven't made a brand for yourself as an artist,
it's worthless. There's no point.
It's not no point. It's a little easier because like, oh, before an unknown person up at a gallery or something, maybe like an unknown person can get an internet, but it's a little easier digitally, but it's still like You're still trying to sell art, and if you never sold a piece of art before, and you say it's an NFT, it's still like,
this girl's like, I have $2 million in Ether. I created an NFT piece. I used my $2 million to buy my own NFT. I still have my $2 million in Ether, and I also have an NFT piece that is worth $2 million according to price history. I sell my NFT to someone for only $200,000 or at a 90% discount. Now I have $2.2 million in ETH.
Okay. Read the first little parts again.
I have $2 million
in ETH. So they already have $2 million in ETH?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I got an amount of ETH.
I create an NFT.
Yeah.
I use my $2 million to buy my own NFT.
You get a little gas fee slippage there, but sure.
Yeah. I still have my $2 million in ETH, and I also have an NFT piece that is worth $2 million according to price history.
Now is this tested before by my lady?
I don't know.
I looked on Zoom for the first time. It's just your torso in a long microphone. Didn't expect
how's my bicep look?
It's nice.
Oh, thanks. I sell my NFT for someone for $200,000 or a 90% discount.
Yeah, I get it. So you make an NFT, you buy it yourself. You got some slippage there, might I add. I mean, you lost $60. So
is the gas fee higher the more amount of money you send?
It might be.
Or is it
the same? I don't know, dude. Maybe not.
That's like paying an ATM fee. It's like, you want to pull out $5, you don't want to pay that $350 fee. But if you're pulling out like $500, $350 doesn't sound that bad, but it's still the same amount of money.
But in theory, if the gas prices are just people doing the work, mining stuff and authenticating it, I mean, they make the market. So it's like, oh, this person's making 2 million ETH. Let me hike up that price.
Get up really to 700 grand real quick.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I think that's how it works.
Those ETH prices are nuts. That shit's, it's like Wells Fargo robbery.
Yeah. I was going to say something, but I forgot. That coffee, dude? The last time you had coffee?
Today. I was just thinking, dude, coffee. I used to be
looks like you're about to rap.
Yo, what up? I used to be hitting this girl, and then the next day on Sunday we would always like fucking go get coffee.
Yeah.
And then I stopped fucking hitting her, but I still go get coffee on Sundays.
Dude, I like a weekend coffee, but I kind of now just switched to my decaf, dude. Something you just pour in, and it's like those beads, and it's just like this Australian company. This is on Amazon that I buy it from. Uh-huh. And they on the top it says buy local, and it's just like, it's like a .co.au thing, and I find that funny because I'm just like, I'm over here chilling,
I'm over here, but I'm with giving you the money.
99.9% non-decaffeinated coffee.
I tried getting tea, it wasn't the same. Like before the pod, I was just like, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah. One time. Tea is kind of a thing for me. Well, I don't have caffeinated tea. I have tea in the morning just to like, as kind of a ritual and a warm thing to kind of wake me up. But coffee, unless I'm dying, dude, probably not going to do it. Lately, I've kind of been like weekend coffeeing, but kind of not doing that either.
Coffee is a fucking drug.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. Even like once every weekend as like a little treat. Still, like, I'm kind of just addicted to coffee on the weekend. Try not to do that. Don't like being at the force of things, you know?
Yeah. My mom's like, fuck yeah, it's Sunday. Let's get that coffee. I forgot.
It's great.
That's
dude.
My
it's
thing.
Like, it's a thing.
Yeah, and the Starbucks near my house is probably the best customer service I've ever experienced in my life.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just like, wow, you actually seem like you are, like, enjoying your job. Like, goddamn, like,
you have the golden retriever energy that people have at like artisanal coffee shops.
I've and never
you're just
wanted
stoked
to
give me that coffee pike.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, I've never wanted to tip more in my life. Still didn't tip because I'm cheap as fuck. But
D-Mix died.
Oh yeah, you know, honestly, rest in peace first of all.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know, I didn't ever listen to him that much.
Nah, people knew the four songs, good songs. I listened to a little shuffle of his discography. It's really cool. He had even though his like talking cadence was kind of different and a little crackheady, but it made for a cool rap, dude. And he was super into praying and stuff. And that was cool. I made a little tribute sample of him. He had a line that says, "When I can, I give." And I thought that was cute of DMX. Also, he's talking about murdering people. Hello, bro. He's down with the shit.
I saw a touching video of him and his daughter on a roller coaster. And she was really scared. And he was yelling like, you could tell he was shitting his pants too. He was like, "Daddy's here. Daddy's got you. It's okay. You got this. You got this." It looks scary as hell.
I think she looked young.
She looked like she was like 5.
Yeah, that sucks, like, dude. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure the family had to say, like, you should probably do the plug. I think, I don't know, I'm obviously assuming, but
he was in that coma for a while. I think so.
Yeah,
you know, it's after a couple of days, it's kind of like you're probably not going to come back
unless you're on House MD, the TV show.
Unless, and if you do, you're gonna be brain dead.
Pretty young, dude. He's 50.
Yeah, I was young as fuck, dude. So he was what? What year are we in? He was like 29 in that video where he's performing in front of the entire globe.
That Australian concert.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, it was Australia, dude.
How come they didn't have any LCD screens?
Where?
On the stage, like on the panels. It was just like they're just watching him on the stage as if it was a fucking Queen concert in the 80s.
It was lit, dude. It was lit.
Like, how do you see from all the way? Like, god damn. Like, I know they had that tech in the 90s.
You're getting buck, bro. It's probably 2000s.
Yeah. Like, Jesus. Like, damn. I'd be like, yo, I can't see. I'm not the kind of guy that wants to go to the front.
Dude, I type in DMX Australia, and the first hit on Google is a Trimix solvent-free hand cleaners, and they're probably going hard right now.
Dude, not one black person in that entire crowd.
Oh my goodness,
just a bunch of man hell,
bro, but they were with it, bro. No name would cringe, bro.
Yeah, no name. Like, I'm not stepping foot on the stage.
Let's fucking rock it, bro.
Like, fuck y'all. I'll take the money still.
Where
though.
The Aboriginals right, at? Dude,
we gotta take a fucking break. We'll be back in a sec.
My phone on silent. Hear no, see no, felt the violence. God got my blessings on autopilot. Why ain't no one tell me peace of mind was pricey? I could answer the devil, but that's unlikely. I go broke, but that's unlike me. I was born from the mud with the hustle inside me. Born from the mud with the hustle inside me. Feeding my soul, I go make nothing something. Show you my love, I don't fear nothing.
Sons of Kemet Hustle featuring Koji Radical. I liked it.
I have a TV show idea about like a guy. He just does sales for like a solar company, and he's just like the best salesman like in the world. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm just, that's literally it. That's the premise.
You just like the solar company idea was nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I was like, yeah, that's a good premise, I guess. I don't know.
Shout out Workaholics.
Great show that was.
Mm-hmm.
Great show.
It's probably good that they cut it somewhat.
They
early.
Knew when it was like time. They were like, yeah, let's not drag this on anymore. Let's go do other things. Let's go
solid,
do big bullshit.
Solid show, man.
Let's make movies.
Solid show. It really was nice, dude.
Yeah.
It was, what was an analogous to? Not The Office.
Not The Office. Kind of like Always Sunny a little bit, maybe, in terms of shenanigans.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That shit's just like...
What was like the first shenanigan show like that?
Fuck, I don't know. I'm not deep in like TV history. Some people just know about the history of like every show. They'd be like, yeah, the Golden Girls started in fucking...
Always Sunny, I wouldn't be surprised... If that was kind of like the first, because that came out like thousands, huh? Maybe 2010.
What? Always Sunny.
Yeah.
I think that started like 2005.
Yeah, it was like degraded quality.
Yeah, that shit looked like it was filmed on a fucking potato.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was kind of the first of its breed.
I feel like...
But I wonder what sprouted that off.
It's probably some foreign shit. That's probably the same. That's probably like golden TV. Fuck, what else would there be? Just people... I don't know, because there's a lot of fucking family shows. I feel like, yeah, those are kind of going like down in popularity a little bit. The nuclear family.
Yeah. I guess Seinfeld, you kind of had it. I'm looking down a website of shows that you would like if you had Always Sunny. Seinfeld kind of was kind of like that.
I don't watch a lot of Seinfeld, but I feel like he didn't get into like shenanigans. Was Seinfeld like the not voice really, of reason on the show?
Yeah. And then you kind of had your goofy dudes with the Costanzo and the racist guy.
Interesting. I don't really like when the main character is the voice of reason. Like, everyone's fucked up except for me.
Sure. You know? I mean, he wasn't like the straight guy. He still kind of had his quirks.
Did you ever watch How I Met Your Mother?
Some episodes.
I saw a video about how, like, the main guy, his name is Ted, and the whole thing is, like, him telling his kids how he met their mother. But this lady was like, yo, this whole story is really about a guy that is so narcissistic that he tries to bend everybody, all these women's will, because he believes that it's their destiny to be with him. And they were like showing specific scenes. I'm like, damn, when you put it that way, this guy sucks.
But what was that supposed to be, Neil Patrick Harris?
No, it was I forgot the guy's name. Neil Patrick Harris was the guy's friend. But they were like, yeah, the character Barney Stinson is, which is Neil Patrick Harris, is way more similar to the main character Ted than people realize. Like, mm-hmm. Neil Patrick Harris is just more upfront about his misogyny, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow. Great show, though.
Curb Your Enthusiasm as well.
Oh, yeah.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is funny. But that's also, like, just Seinfeld. I think Seinfeld might be, like, that kind of sitcom. That might have started it a little bit.
There weren't any fucking things, just Friends hanging out. I never watched Friends either.
Kind of. I did not really watch Friends, but that was kind of... bland.
Yeah, I tried it. Friends. I was like, I can't relate right off the bat.
I remember Dorian was talking about he loved watching Friends.
Who? Oh, Dorian?
Yeah. It's kind of a little before the time.
There was a show that was kind of like Friends. It was called Brandy. With Brandy. Mm-hmm. And it took place in Lamert Park, the same neighborhood where Insecure takes place. Insecure is kind of like that a little bit, but it's like not old. It's modern.
Oh, rude, bro. I just saw two birds shit on some flowers.
Whoa. And they say we're ruining the earth. Kill all the birds.
Okay, let's talk about birds. You brought up some birds. One thought that their chirps are bitch made and they should be cooler. But on that tip, right, you got these small birds that are just flying around willy-nilly. You got some crows and whatnot, some seagulls maybe if you're by the ocean. Some owls, dude. It's just like the birds have evolved to this time, bro, and they're thriving hard, bro.
Do you think we evolved to, like, enjoy bird chirping? We got to be like, yo, we have to, like, compare this to music, like a bird singing, because we hear it all the time.
Like, it's happily, you know? You're like, oh, look at the birds.
And then you hear a helicopter. You don't see, that's not beautiful. You think in the future we'll be like, listen to that beautiful chopper. It's singing.
Birds in the morning get a little annoying.
I love birds in the morning. I'd be like, damn, you guys used to be dinosaurs.
That's what I'm saying, bro. They really evolved. They really like, now they're just tiny little bitch chirpy
all
birds.
All you gotta do is just fuck, eat some bugs, fly around.
Chirp.
Not
and
die.
I was also thinking, like, they really got their whole perspective is just see, like, what do they think when they see humans?
Avoid.
They see humans. I guess they don't see humans, hella.
Yeah.
You probably don't see humans a whole lot, depending on
they
where you are.
They probably think of humans like the same as, like, cars and shit. Oh, it moves. Got to get away from that.
Huh. Hmm. Birds. I'm just thinking about them, dude.
Their eyesight's probably fucking ridiculous.
You can see just a whole lot of things.
I think about how small their hearts are.
How conscious it is. Crows are kind of conscious.
Crows are smart. They can remember people.
Ravens and stuff.
It's kind of scary.
That's crazy. Yeah, I like crows. I'm a big crow fan.
Which one is the big Cuervo. One? The crow or the raven? One of them.
Raven's the bigger one. I think they're kind of the smarter one. But crows are cooler.
Which one eats the corn? The crow?
I think that'd be
a crow. And the raven's the one like personified with death?
No, that's more of a crow. Yeah.
That's a raven.
I like crows.
Damn, I'm just digging in my crotch right on fucking Zoom, dude. I didn't even realize. I just dig deep in there, dude.
I wasn't. My Zoom isn't up.
Oh, God. In front of 50 million people.
Any fun news to be had? Let's dive in this Neuralink a little
bit. Neuralink.
Because, I mean, if they're putting media out about it right now, and I've already seen like multiple people do some Instagram posts about Neuralink, so obviously they're trying to get some people talking.
I wonder
about
how
it,
many people died to get monkeys. That fucking video up before that video went live.
Dude, you know that Iron Man scene in the it's Ricker and Bond.
Ricker and Bond.
He's sure heading the game, dude.
Get with it.
You know that Iron Man scene where I think it's like the first one or the second one maybe, and he's at the court and a homie like pulls up his video and it's like his enemy trying to make an Iron Man suit and it goes wrong and he like breaks his back. Yeah, it's funny as hell, bro. It's really dude. It's podcast every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, bro.
Tell your friends.
Is anybody, are you guys?
Yo, are you seeing this right now?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, hop on the live.
Yeah, dude, press that share button. Share with your friends if it's so fucking funny, man. Huh? We're talking about Neuralink, though. So, like in that Iron Man thing, his enemy's like trying to make the Iron Man suit and he like fails. So maybe you got a bunch of people being like, monkeys just dying.
Because they can't get a thought down their spinal cord.
How long have they been uploading, dude? Thanks for the hearts. Introducing Neuralink.
I don't know what I think.
Man, I was watching. So Microsoft, I would suggest watching some of this YouTube channel. Microsoft has a research YouTube channel, and I was watching a video where they're talking about ultra dense data storage.
Ultra dense.
And they stored an OK Go video. You know OK Go?
No.
With the treadmill.
Ah, yes.
They stored an OK Go music video, Project Gutenberg, and a crop trust and some music. And they stored 1 gigabyte of data in DNA.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It's amazing.
That's a lot too.
And they were talking. And they were talking about like it's nothing, bro.
What the fuck?
I've joined this live a few times. Just never knew it. It's a podcast. Uzumaki the Don. Thanks for joining.
Yeah, and you can hear it in better quality on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Be sure you like and subscribe too, and leave a review.
Hit the link in the bio. Go straight to this site, dude, and subscribe. But yeah, they put the footage and stuff, the data into bits, and then they convert the bits into, you know, those letters that DNA is made up of that we talked about in like middle school for two times and everybody forgot.
Yeah, DNA.
No, like G, C, A, C, and T, all that. And then they convert the bits, the ones and O's, into the DNA data of those things.
How much do you think all that costs?
Enough of that Microsoft can cover it, dude.
Damn, they're just like
Microsoft going crazy.
Can we create a budget for this real quick? Let's put some let's put a video in DNA.
Yeah, so you guys want to like I don't know, but it's amazing, dude. And this chick's just talking about it. She's just like, yeah, this is what we've been doing, and yeah, so we got an OK Go video into DNA, and we're just gonna fuck it up, dude. You guys have no idea what we're gonna do. We're just really just gonna We're just gonna fuck the whole game up.
Ow. This cat's hurting me. What kind of DNA? Like, human DNA?
What kind of DNA?
Like, from what creature?
Don't know.
Damn.
I don't know if they specifically said human DNA, but I think this is human DNA.
And then they put the DNA in a human, or they grow a human, and they just have... Okay, get they just think of that video constantly. It's a trap. Their life is just that video.
Comparison with other media. Dude, look at this. Look at this. So this is like a graph of how much DNA can store. And I think what it is, it's like it's just storing genetic code of how humans are made. But a little disk, a flash chip, tape and optical, and then DNA just stores a whole bunch of stuff.
Holy shit, you know what you can do with that? Apparently breast cancer is linked to this one like genetic fucking code thing, and like if a woman has it, she's like a 90% chance of developing breast cancer. You could probably like load that into a baby's DNA so that they like won't get that fucking gene or something.
Yeah.
And just eliminate breast cancer in the next generation.
Genomics, dude. That's what everybody's on.
Playing God, because God's fucking up.
Arc G, and if anybody's interested in an ETF. But, yeah. The Microsoft Research is the YouTube channel name. And they just have, just like, every 4 days or so, just sick-ass people doing cool things. Talking about it for an hour.
The smartest people in the world.
For real.
Getting paid big money, and rightly so.
And getting like 300 views on this YouTube.
You're like, yo, hop in the comments, be like, yo, can I get a job? Can't do anything, but
like, oh, dude,
I'll keep morale up.
No one's watched this. If you're watching it, yeah, we're
I'll
down,
make
dude.
Sure the water cooler is always at least half filled.
Dude, I did a comment too. I think this is on the Rick Urban account. So I just typed in dope.
Dude, be like, yo, can we please get an interview? For free. Hop into our pod. I mean,
this chick. Who's the chick, dude?
Hop on a live Zoom call.
Oh, they do have a... Oh, they have resource list. Like, Microsoft, bro. Microsoft is the shit, bro. If you're not in Microsoft, go get in Microsoft. Get a little stock, dude. I've been waiting for these, That's what we do. I mean, you think it's a joke, bro? Freaking... Ultra-dense data storage and extreme parallelism with electronic molecular systems 4 days ago. A dope, dude.
Damn, I'm looking straight Israel with this beard.
Can I get a job?
I can do all the things.
I'll be diligent.
I won't fuck off that much. Microsoft? Yeah, thank my dad you. Made it.
Can I get a job? I'll be diligent. Thank you.
Please. I'm begging you.
I mean, someone's uploading on this like every day. They get no comments. They get the classic YouTube go to this gloryhole.io comment that everybody gets. And so, I mean, someone's going to see Ricker and Bond comment, can I get a job? I'll be diligent. Thank you. And they'll be like, hey, this guy's looking up ultra-dense data storage with extreme parallelism with electronic bio-germanics.
Hey, Rick Rimbaud, we just shot your comment over to Sundar Pichai, the CEO. And no, he's the CEO of Google. Whoever runs Microsoft. Some other Indian guy.
It's going hard, dude. Operations. Satya Nadella from 2014.
Nadella. You think he's poor?
Probably not. He seceded Steve Ballmer in 2014, and it just really went hardcore ever since Ballmer dropped it, dude. Thank you.
Thank you, Ballmer,
for stepping down.
Slacking.
I feel like what you see in these companies, and I'm kind of taking this idea from other people, but is you have your Steve Jobs visionary get it to the big old tops, but then you have your Musk, the visionary, get it to the big old tops. But at some point, you need a master at operations, you know?
Like Tim Cook.
Like Tim Cook, indeed.
I'd be like, all right, Steve, step to the side.
All right. You made a great company. Thank you. Now we're going to really
it's enough vision for one day. Okay. We're not going to make the eye brain yet.
You love it, dude. You love it. It's awesome. It's awesome.
God damn. I wish Steve was here. I wonder how Apple would be different.
It'd be interesting.
I don't think the Apple Watch would exist.
I don't know. He'd probably get in his own way.
He'd probably be like, you know what? Fuck iPhone. I'm going to Microsoft. That would be a nasty thing if he fucking went to another company.
I mean, kind of did, but...
Fired, though. Started a new company.
Steve Jobs, his wife owns a lot of Disney. What's up with these futures?
I was craving In-N-Out on fucking Sundays, bro.
Your body probably knows.
Yeah, dude. After that coffee, it's like, yo, get some fucking In-N-Out, you fucking animal.
Dude, you know what you need after this caffeine?
Some beef in oil, some dirty vegetables, which are probably...
Do you know what you need in your stomach after... Before you had any water, first of all, you're going to need that coffee. You're not going to drink water. You're going to need that coffee. It's Sunday, dude. You know what it is.
I really enjoy how I can eat anything without gaining weight.
I mean,
For now. Even if I started getting a little weight, bro, fucking just lift that shit. Pump that into the fucking arms. Dude, I get this fucking...
Do you know,
go for it.
Do you know Pat McAfee at all?
Is he the guy who made... No, that's John McAfee. Never mind.
No. He's just a punter that does media now for like NFL. He's basically a radio personality, but it's hilarious, dude. His style of media being as a personality is so funny, bro.
Pat?
Also, it's WrestleMania weekend. Lashley retained over Drew McIntyre. Are you kidding me, bro? No one thought that was going to happen. Everybody thought Drew was a lock. He put in the Hurt Lock, dude. Passed out.
The Hurt Lock?
Bianca Belair.
Yeah, not the Hurt Lock.
It's like a full Nelson. It's a full Nelson,
Holy
dude.
Shit. Deaf?
Is he deaf?
Will that kill you?
I mean... Passed Drew McIntyre out, dude. Sorry, lost the match, bro. Bianca Belair, dude. First Royal Rumble winner and winning the SmackDown Women's Championship at the main event of day one of WrestleMania. Come on.
I know what all that is.
Her thing is she has a very like long ass braid, and she whipped the hell out of her opponent with it. That made like a welt the size of Texas. It's crazy.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know if it's her real hair. If it is, probably not. It's probably some extensions, but...
You ever accidentally pull off a woman's wig?
I have not.
Not fun. Ricker and Bond, ladies and gentlemen.
I would like to look at features.
Not ZB. A good time. Would not recommend it.
CB, a little down.
Leave the door open.
This is what those 30-year futures look like.
Leave the door open, baby.
A lot of money on these futures right here. I would suggest, if you like trading and have discipline, to try it.
What if I don't have discipline?
You will lose
what
all your money.
What if I just trade with just 100% emotion, and when I see it get red, I pull out, I put it in something else to try to get the money back. Immediately goes down, so I put money in a put, and the stock goes up, so I immediately lose more money. I turn $5,000 into $24 in a day. Is futures for me? Fuck.
Probably not.
God damn it. All right, I'll work on it.
20 trades a year. How's that sound?
What is that, like 2 or 3 a month? No, it's like, yeah. 2 a month.
But with some big sizes and some big profit goals?
I haven't made a trade since February. Because I can't, but yeah.
I would suggest futures, bro. If you can't actually, like, not fuck
yourself.
Once
I get a little bit.
I got books, bro. I got books about the psychology I've been reading a little bit on my walks.
Oh, shit, walking?
Big walks, dude. Big old walks. So I can finish audiobooks in like 2 days.
Shit.
1.6 speed. Oh. So Tony Robbins is just coffee going.
Tony Robbins just in your ear, like in your ear, like.
Eh. Dude, Tony Robbins was the last chapter of his book, dude, and I was like, oh, Tony, I don't want to hear your voice, bro. I don't want to hear your voice.
His big teeth.
Money mastered the game, dude. Stocks every month. What's good with it?
All right, let's get the fuck out of here. I'm about to puke everywhere.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Ricker and Bond. Instagram, Ricker and Bond. YouTube, Ricker and Bond. Twitch, Color John. If we can ever get Steam Labs to go, WS.Live/store. We got shirts. We got sweatshirts. We got NFTs, bro.
Ricker and Bond NFTs, bitch. Can.
If you want to buy some real estate on Ricker and Bond.
Yeah, you can buy real estate on my face. How about that? All right.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Bye. What number is this?